Let me tell you one other just story that I think makes a point in a way. I had a call. I live in I live in the blue collar section, but I live in a pretty posh resort area down around Pinehurst, North Carolina. U.S. Open, come spend money. It's a great area. It's beautiful, and I got a call one day from I didn't know the place, but when I went over, I saw what it was. It was absolutely a magnificent mansion of a place over there. And the call was on a guy that was, he's head of an international industry, and I'm not talking about loaded, I'm talking about untold loaded. This guy's top dude. So I took a buddy with me. We went in. He's playing Sinatra music, you know. I can handle Sinatra just fine. So I listened with him a minute, and he said, "You want me to tell you about myself?" I said, "Won't you do that?" So he sort of gave me his vita, and he said, "I'm an alcoholic. I know I am." He said, "I've been treated by every place in this country that I can think of. That I just got out of one just a while back. Cost me $30,000. I've talked to every expert that I've ever heard of. The last guy that did what you're doing here today ripped me off for $300,000 before I got away from him." And he said, "What do you suppose you can tell me that I haven't already heard?" Yeah, the book says you'll intuitively know how to handle situations. Now, I'm no rocket scientist. But when he said that, I thought a minute. I said, "Well, probably nothing." I said, "But let me tell you two things I want you to know. One is that we're here because we love you. We don't even know you, but we love you. And I wouldn't sell you 30 minutes of my time for what we're doing for $300,000. Very quiet room. Because that cut through all of that junk and garbage. This isn't for sale. You can't buy it at any cost. Guy's still sober. And that's no magic, but it's a... It's about sticking to that fundamental thing of who we are. We're not a rich guy and a poor guy. We're two guys going down the tube except for hanging together. That's what's important. Last time I saw him, I met him in the DFW airport down in Dallas, and he was on the way to Acapulco to play. And I think I was on the way to Sagebrush, Kansas or somewhere. So... I don't know where, but I was going somewhere.